Bobby Richardson's first effort. Jackie Farrell has just alerted me to something, and all the excitement I've forgotten. Now it's his home run. It's a run batted in, which gives him 142. Baltimore finished its season yesterday, and so Maris is the new run batted in catcher. Had a little excitement behind us with the foul ball that went up. We were working on the mezzanine, and a gentleman leaning out over in our box tried to catch it and fell in. Well, they're helping him out again. There's a high foul ball up by first base. Pete Reynolds is under it. He's got it. We have one out. And Kubek steps in, and Maris is going to still in the dugout. He had to come out to the on-deck circuit here. So, Roger Maris is not only the home run leader, which he has been established, but he is now the run batted in man with 142. Jim Gentile had finished his season yesterday with Baltimore. They're not playing today. So, again, congratulations to Roger. Just low inside to the knees and his ball one. Pitch. Swung on and missed. Change of pace. Strike one. One and one. Pitches and Kubek bunts up to a third. It's a fair ball. Maldon grabs it, throws, and he beats it out for a base hit. It gives Tony 2-3. Beautiful bunt from here in Paris. Well, Tony, his two hits today give him a round figure of a total of 170. Richardson has 173. Maris, the RBI man in the American League, he's won it with 142. Gentile finished his season yesterday. Colavito has 139. And he's playing today, of course, Detroit at Minnesota. Here's Rogers swinging the curve off of his hands and falling it into the dirt. Cepeda and the Giants has 142, and they're playing in Milwaukee. Colavito, to take it away from Roger, would have to bat in at least a 3-3 and then 4 to pass it as it stands now. All right, one strike to Roger. One down, runner at first. Dalla deals, and Maris hits to the curve and grounds it foul back at first base. Strike two. Sense of excitement today. First time I ever had a fan fall on a radio box. Roger set. Pitches low inside. A change of pace. Ball one. Fellas, pitch and join. And of course, I want to see him throw anything but big fat strikes. Roger, beautiful poise with that balanced stance. The pitch is a curve high outside ball, two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Big crowd out here, and they're drawn by Maris. Two pitch. Curve high outside. Now it is 3-2. Don't pay attention to the fans blowing, because they are. As solid is out there pitching Roger Beautiful. Well, he's a professional pitcher. Dodger's the one that's going to get something for hitting the home runs this one. I mean, it's the pitchers or not. The feature pitch. Oh, no, he missed. He struck him out. He threw a sharp curve in there. And I have to say that after being roughed up for the 6th-place home run in the fourth inning, people are going to remember his name, or that you'll get some satisfaction by pitching to him and fanning him the next time. I guess Myers can afford it. Won't take away any of his TV appearances, other emoluments and prestigious that are going to follow. 61st home run made a lot of money for him. Somebody can write a variation of that old song. Used to be the man that broke the bank at Monte Carlo. Nacho Lopez, up first pitch that bat today. Takes the pitch high inside, ball one. It's all right-handed, delivers the curve, front on, fouled in the lower zone, back at first. One and one. One ball, one strike. Up on the scoreboard, football bulletin, second quarter, Redskins 21, Giants 14. Two down, last of the six. Ball in right-hander, delivers, Lopez swings, there's a fly ball back in the right field, Stetson is under it at the edge of the grass in the track. And that's the last of the sixth inning, no runs, one hit. End of six, one run. Harris is 61st, three hits, no errors for New York. And he did no run, three hits, no errors for Boston. And if he's with manager House, is coming up now to confer with Clayton Park Kinnaman, apparently about some more changes.
In the seventh inning, Hal Renneff now pitching for the Yankees. Hector Lopez moved from left field to right. Johnny Blanchard took over as catcher. Jack Reed now playing left field. And Bob Hale replaced Moose Garron at first. In the Red Sox seventh, Clinton grounded to Kubek. Runnels fanned, and Nixon fly to right field. In the Yankees seventh, Don Geely now playing first base for Boston. Johnny Blanchard first up, grounded to Geely unassisted. Reed got a bunt single. Hale singled Reed to third base. Boyer then popped to Schilling, no advance by either runner. And Tom Tresh, batting for Renneff, popped to Green. Going into the top of the eighth, the score is still 1-0 in favor of New York.
Lord willing, we'll all be back next year, huh? Now, Mr. Rizzuto, I've been wonderful working with you, Scooter, and I look forward to doing some broadcasting with you, commentating on Armed Forces Radio of the World Series.
Thank you, Red. It's always a pleasure working with you. It makes things so nice and easy. So Louis Arroyo comes on. Taking over for Hal Renneff, who pitched to three men in the seventh inning, didn't give up a hit, struck out one of them. Bill Stafford went six innings, gave up three hits, struck out seven, and didn't allow any runs. So Louis Arroyo coming on, getting in shape for the World Series. Where would the Yankees have been without Arroyo? Or Maris, or Mantle, or Howard, or right around the whole team. But one particular man, I guess you'd have to pick Arroyo. He's pitching to Pumpsy Green, who takes a strike on the outside corner. Pumpsy fly to center and walks. Pitch outside, one on one. Louis Screwball swung it and missed strike two. Ball, two strike pitch. Strike three, swinging. Got him on the Scrooge. First strikeout for Arroyo. Renneff had one and Stafford seven. It's nine strikeouts for the Yankee pitchers in this ball game. And it looks like Jackie Jensen's coming up to pinch hit. That's who it is. Jackie Jensen will be batting for Tracy Stallard. Jackie has not played in this series. First time we've had an opportunity to see Jensen. He's batting .264, has 21 doubles, 2 triples, 13 homers, and 66 runs batted in. And we hope that Jackie does not have another notion to retire from baseball as he did last year and threatened to do once or twice this year. Pitch to Jensen is low, ball one. Jackie's had some great years for the Red Sox. Was the most valuable player one year. One out, nobody on. The Yankees lead 1-0 in the top of the eighth. Screwball pops in the air. The shortstop, Tony Kubek, waving. He's under it and takes it in short left field for the second out. That's two away. It'll bring up Chuck Schilling. Struck out, pops the third and single. Now Arroyo's taking a full windup. The screwball is in there. Strike one call. Another Scroogey hit up the middle. Kubek to his left, though, is up with it. Throws him in back a second in time for the out. So Arroyo sets the Red Sox down in order in the top of the eighth, nothing across. At the end of 7.5, it's still the Yankees 1 and the Red Sox nothing. Chet Nichols, a left-hander, is coming on for the Red Sox as we get ready to go in the bottom of the eighth inning. And for the Yankees, it'll be Richardson, Kubek, and Maris. Nichols is making his 26th appearance of the year. He's won 3 and lost 2. He's 6'1.5", 170 pounds from Lincoln, Rhode Island. Bobby Richardson will be leading off against the left-hander, has butted back to the box and thrown out, bounced to second, and popped to first base. Nobody's leaving this ballpark, not only for the fact that it's a 1-0 ball game, but Roger Maris gets a turn to bat this inning. There's a ball fouled back in the upper deck and out of play. And you should have seen that scramble for home run number 61 out right field. The youngster who caught it is a celebrity overnight. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Clinton going over to his left, under it, and makes the catch. Well hit ball down the right field for Richardson. Brings up Tony Kubek. Single to center. Called out on strikes and beat out a bunch. Tony now has 170 base hits, but Richardson with 173 is the top hitman on the Yankees this year. Mantle is third with 163. And the noise for Roger Maris is coming out on deck. Tony bunted at that ball and fouled it back, strike one. Curve is high, 1-1. Maris' homer was the 240th hit by the Yankees this year, which breaks their record, which is an all-time Major League record for a season. 1-1 curve is high, ball two, 2-1. Two-one pitch is swung at a miss, strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on. Yankees one, Red Sox nothing in the bottom of the eighth. Here's a 2-2 pitch. A ground ball to the right side. Nichols over. Up with it and tags Kubek for the out. Made the play unassisted. The noise is for Roger Maris. Looks like everybody's moved out to right field again. Boy, there's a mob scene out there. The youngster who caught the 61st home run ball almost had his arm broken. Here's the windup. The pitch to Maris is high outside, ball one. Bill's ready again. Curve pop foul going out of play and back of the Red Sox dugout. 1-1 on Roger. Digging into the plate. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Outside ball two. He's thrown him three straight curveballs. Two-one pitch popped in the air. Short right field, Chuck Schilling, the second baseman, moves under it and takes it. Well, Roger Maris pops to second base. For the Yankees, nothing across in the bottom of the eighth, and at the end of eight, it's New York 1 and the Red Sox nothing. Our final look at the scoreboard for the 1961 season. The American League, Kansas City 2, Senators 1 at the end of an inning and a half, Austin against Bass, Jerry Lumpy homing in the first with one on. Detroit scored five runs in the top of the first. Minnesota batting. Troy Tack for Detroit. Stroll started. Ramos came on in the first. Cleveland at L.A. has not started. The only game scheduled. In the National League, the Cardinals shut out the Phillies 2-0. Gibson the winner for Essie the loser. Flood homered in the seventh. Pirates lead Cincinnati 3-1 at the end of 7.5. Hook is in there now for Cincinnati. Gibbon for Pittsburgh. Giants lead Milwaukee 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Odell against Rivette. And the Dodgers lead the Cubs 3-0 at the end of 4. Williams for L.A. Caldwell started, Anderson in the 4th. Right now, let's pause for station identification.
Good sound broadcasting for 1961 and 1 minute before 4 p.m.
It brings up Yastrzemski, who's 0 for 3, struck out twice, fly deep to right. Yastrzemski is a line drive base hit to right field. Lopez up with it on one hop, and Yastrzemski gets a single. That's the fourth hit for the Red Sox. It brings up Frank Maldonado, bounces short, hops to second, fly to center. A pop-up to short center. Maris is moving under it. And Roger takes it. Two away. And it'll bring up Lou Clinton. Struck out twice, bounced to short. By Lewis. Mr. Clinton is right at Richardson. Bobby has it. Flips to Kubek for the out, and the ball game is over and the season is over. Nothing across for the Red Sox in the top of the ninth, and the Yankees win it 1-0 on the strength of Roger Maris' 61st homer of the year. Well, here are the totals in the final ball game of the year. For the Yankees, one run, five hits, no errors, five men left. For the Red Sox, no runs on four hits, no errors, and four men left. The winning pitcher, Bill Stafford, who has won 14, lost 9. The loser, Tracy Stallard, who has won 2 and lost 7. But Stallard will long be remembered in the record book as having been the pitcher that threw the 61st home run ball to Roger Maris. And no discredit to young Tracy Stallard. He pitched a fine ball game, and he threw Maris' best pitches. He's a fastball pitcher, and he tried to overpower Maris, but Roger got one to his liking and drilled it deep in the right field seat. A mad scramble ensued for the ball. The youngster that got it is famous overnight. He will collect at least $6,000 in cash and a trip to the Seattle World's Fair and back. It was a thrilling end to a thrilling season. The fans loved it. They gave Maris such applause that Roger had to come out and take three or four bows. It was a great ball game, and Roger Maris was again the outstanding offensive star with his 61st homer in the fourth inning. So that's the story of the last ball game of the year, fans.